And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment live from 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Match the mood, Dave.
Oh, match the mood. Here we are.
Welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment. And Merry Christmas to everyone. Silent Night by the St. Simon's Chorus. From the original Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Heavenly peace. Come on, let's try. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Wow, way to take it out the show.
Oh, wow.
This is disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, it's not bad. Joseph and Eric, actually.
Round your mother, virgin, and child.
Is that how it goes? I didn't know that.
Holy infant.
Holy infant. Do you know these words?
So tender, so tender and mild.
Tender. Tender. Like
sleep
steak.
In heavenly peace.
Oh, like a sleep bed thing.
Sleep number.
Sleep number.
Heavenly peace.
Peace is in joy and harmony and all sorts of things.
It could be
that
a segment
you,
of something.
Yeah.
Part of something.
A part of something.
It could
keep
be.
Going.
It could be.
A piece.
Well,
a piece.
Now we've got, this is the segment that I've been looking forward to all day.
Oh my God, what is this?
We have. Here in studio.
We have
beautiful soup.
Cream of chicken soup.
Cream of chicken
cream
soup.
Cream of chicken soup by...
No.
Budget Bistro.
Budget Bistro.
Budget Bistro is phenomenal. We love Budget Bistro.
Chefs Eric and Kathleen.
And they are so awesome.
Now...
They have the most elegant type of...
And Joseph has Krampus.
There's Krampus. So
oh, you should take
there's
Advil.
There's Krampus.
Oh. Isn't that a heart? Oh, no, that's a red bird.
No, that's a red bird.
Wow,
that's a cardinal.
It looked like it was a heart that had been ripped out of a child's chest or something.
It's in front of Dave because Dave's been naughty this year.
I have been naughty. And Budget Bistro has the best food. We've had we had the heavenly mashed potatoes last time. Before that, we had shepherd's pie, which was fantastic. Eric and Kathleen do such an amazing job. Eric is the cook.
Oh. Okay, Eric is the chef, but Kathleen
she's
takes
the presenter.
Care of the presentation.
She does the entertaining, the entertaining part of it.
She's the host.
That you appreciate and
those.
Start tasting the food with your eyes.
Now,
do you see how beautiful
look,
it is?
Look, the bowl is beautiful.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me show
the same bowl we always use.
Look at that.
So
look at that, everyone.
It's a very pretty bowl.
And someone says that they just took us into the shower with them.
Ooh.
Nice.
What?
Okay.
Hopefully it's a girl.
Reverse the camera.
Nope, it's a guy.
Uh-oh.
What?
Okay.
Well, get the camera.
I don't know. Check us out on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment.
Check us out, not them. No, I'm just teasing.
So a big thank you to Kathleen and Eric, Budget Bistro, for delicious soup.
Before we try this, I have one question because I've got all these emails after the show. Last time when we had the mashed potatoes, they wanted to know where this Budget Bistro was.
Yeah, where is it, Eric?
Yeah.
YouTube.
But no. They wanted
how
to go to eat and
oh, like a
pay
brick and mortar?
You. Yeah, the brick and mortar.
There is no brick and mortar. It's all in my head.
But can you, is it meant to
are you
show
bipolar?
No, but I have two personalities.
Really?
Okay.
Kathleen, which personality do you like best? She's looking at him. She's wondering. She goes, they're both not.
There's the sexy Eric, and then there's the sexier Eric.
Oh, sexy. Okay.
This segment is all about Eric, because in about 5 minutes, we're going to hear Eric's random enlightenment.
I'm looking forward to that. But how do they go to YouTube? They just put your name in?
No, just you can look up Eric Reinert, but just go to YouTube and type in Budget Bistro. There's
now,
a channel there.
Can they hire you as a caterer?
Sure, if they're local. I mean, I'll go anywhere.
Oh, cool.
I looked up Eric Reinert and I found
a
picture of Mickey Mouse's hand with blood on it.
That was that movie.
I'm sorry.
We're eating soup, for God's sake.
Okay.
This soup, tell us.
We've got some salt and pepper here. Should we salt and pepper it?
That's up to you. I didn't add any salt to it.
Last time I got chastised.
You should always taste.
Okay.
Before you season.
Oh, very true.
Otherwise,
I like
you will
a little
offend
salt.
The chef.
Is that like a marriage type of equivalent?
No,
you should always taste before you season.
You will offend the chef if you automatically season it because what you're saying is you haven't tasted it and you just assume.
That's true. Here, let's have a
very good.
So while you're tasting that, I'll tell you what's in it.
Yeah.
All right, it's chicken stock.
Nice.
celery, carrots, of course, chicken. There's also some cream in it and some some rosemary, some thyme, and potatoes, carrots, and mushrooms.
Peas.
This is
peas.
Delicious.
And potatoes, right?
Eric? I said potatoes, didn't I? Mm.
Yeah, you did say potatoes.
Oh,
you were like,
sorry,
telling me I missed potatoes.
Yes. And then, no, or tomatoes. No, potatoes. And
there
this
are no
is,
tomatoes.
This is delicious, Eric. I'm not kidding.
And how much does this cost if our viewers, our listeners were to make this?
Well, I made a huge terrina. I mean, like a huge pot of it. So, I don't know. It was probably like, what? All the ingredients together, which I didn't use them all, was probably like, it's like $10.
Wow. Budget
well,
bistro.
The chicken was like $5.
Eric,
I bought
where,
a whole rotisserie chicken to make it easy and put it in there.
Is this one on YouTube?
It is not.
You
but I did film it on Meerkat while I was cooking it.
Okay, so we got to follow Eric Reinert 1, okay? Eric Reinert 1 on Meerkat, and you can check out Eric's Budget Bistro live.
Just about every time I cook, I Meerkat it. So.
Oh, you do?
Wow. He's on there a lot.
Unless
I'm
cooking like a grilled cheese or something, I don't do that.
Just about every time Eric drives, it's on Meerkat as well.
Yes.
And Eric Reinert's reality show. This is delicious.
So it's Eric Reinert, the number one.
The number one. Yes, it's delicious. I mean, everyone, check this out.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Eric, we've got, Chef Eric, we've got a request on Meerkat. Eric, would you travel to Monterey to cater my office party?
Absolutely.
Okay, he's in.
Eric, email me, eric@1480kphx.com.
eric@1480kphx.com.
Can I go with you? Monterey sort of nice.
Well, I mean,
Eric,
if that gentleman's paying, is it a male or female?
It's a gentleman.
All right, if that gentleman's paying Dave, it's up to him whether you get to go or not.
Is it Eric with a C or Eric with a K?
Yes.
Okay, Eric with a C.
This is absolutely wonderful.
You are so multi-talented.
Thank you. I should bring my guitar next time.
Yes, I was going to say, you're a singer, you're an actor, you're a musician, you're an incredible engineer, you're a chef.
Thank you.
But Chef Reinert...
And Kathleen, I have it on very good authority from her that you're an excellent fiancé.
Yes, I know where you're going with that.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, I think we're going to transition into our bit there, but in just a moment. But I wanted to say, Eric, you got to write these recipes down. We'll put them on the website.
Yeah, actually, you're a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I can write that down for you.
Put a link to your videos, because I don't know about other people, but sometimes watching somebody do it is also nice.
I think that's a great
especially
idea,
especially if you're new to cooking.
Well, I'm going to get my Roku channel up this week, probably in the next few days, and then once that's up, I'm going to start putting new videos for the Budget Beaster up there.
Excellent, excellent. We can't
really.
No salt and pepper, by the way, for this. No salt and pepper.
How do you get a Roku's channel?
Anyone can put up a Roku channel.
Wow.
It won't be a public Roku channel. They're called private channels, and you have to give out a channel code for people to see it. But
which we can do that here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But once you put the channel code in, it goes into your Roku menu.
Really? Oh, man, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
There's actually a channel.
It is kind of cool.
There's actually a Meerkat channel where you can watch the Meerkat stream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There is. So you can watch Breakthrough Entertainment and Eric, Chef Eric.
Via Roku.
Yeah, via Roku. Now, it says, Eric, bring the ASU pitchforks, too.
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe a couple of them.
Yeah.
Can I? I want to go.
On that note, I did try. I wrote an email, a kind of flirty email to the president of the Pitchforks,
and what happened?
I don't know. Maybe
what
I was
her
too
name
subtle.
Again? Ariana or something?
I think it was Ariana.
Did they come and see you after the show at the Christmas tree lighting?
They waved at me, but they were behind the scenes, and I couldn't get there. You know, security was telling me no.
It wasn't a wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was a wave. It was a
road rage.
Okay, well. But on that note, now remember a few years ago, this is before Eric met Kathleen, okay? This is way before Eric met Kathleen.
Really?
Yes, before Eric met Kathleen.
We'll go with that premise.
I promise you. It was way before Eric met Kathleen. He was dating someone else. She was a little bit nutty, but of course we know that Eric, he's a little nutty too, right? You got some issues, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some. So he was dating someone, and we were talking with him about this story about the lunatic who escaped the asylum dressed up as Santa Claus, right?
Yes, from Tales of the Crypt.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I knew that it was fake. Eric knew it was fake, but Eric's girlfriend at the time, again, not Kathleen, Eric's girlfriend at that time, believed it to be true. Dave, you and Greg did not seem to remember this.
I don't remember.
So for the debut.
Again.
Convenient amnesia.
Yes. Now, for Eric's debut, Eric's Random Enlightenment.
You remember this story, right?
No.
You don't remember this story?
No, I don't.
How do you not remember this story?
I don't remember the story.
I don't remember it either.
You don't?
No.
No. Eric, do you remember it?
I do remember it. Santa Claus was the crazy lunatic that escaped the asylum, and my girlfriend will back me up on this.
This has been going on for a while?
For 12 years. She's been the most vicious human being that I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah, she murdered her husband, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's famously nasty, dirty, expensive, and annoying.
Really?
When I'm not there, she'll call me up and she'll say, she overheard on the radio, there's a lunatic escaped and he's dressed as Santa Claus. I've come home and all my dresser drawers are pulled out to the extent. And her purse is on the ground and the contents are all over the floor.
Yeah.
And
yes.
While she was cleaning up the mess, she'll say, look, Mommy, I let Santa in.
Is this scary or what?
It was at first, but that's how she's been doing it for 12 years. She's been trying so hard to make that happen. She's obsessed. I could go on and on and on.
Tell us, Eric, if it's not sex addiction.
I don't believe in sex addiction.
You don't?
I don't.
What do you believe in?
There's no such thing. Come on. That's ridiculous.
I mean, addiction,
if you get to have a lot of sex, good for you.
Very weird.
Listen, I am bipolar. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I see things that are inexplicable.
Eric's Random Enlightenment.
Wow. I remember
you really
that
made me
story.
Sound like I was insane.
I do now remember it.
Did you know this side of Eric?
No, she never. Oh, wow. So you better be careful. That woman that's out there for 12 years.
That's what I sound like when I don't take my meds.
Wow.
And you admitted it right on the air. And I asked you a couple minutes ago, are you bipolar? And you go, no, I'm not bipolar.
No, I said I have two personalities.
Yeah, well.
That's different.
And wow. one of them is bipolar.
Unless both of them are. They better be different polars, though.
Yes.
Like South Polar and North Polar.
I'm more like a Northeast and Southwest.
Oh, I like that. Oh, lucky you didn't
just
say.
Just a little off kilter, huh?
Yeah. So
yes.
I do remember that story. I remember when you told this on the air. Mm-hmm. It was scary.
That was like 8 stories, Dave.
No, that was one story about someone, an ex, long ago.
That was
who murdered her husband.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do recall that. Yeah.
And let Santa in.
She let Santa in and blamed it on Santa.
Murder.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the sex addiction part.
I do.
I just said I didn't believe in that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't believe? You just,
no, but that's why
you
he
mean
was,
just a lot of
that
it.
Was why he was with her for 12 years.
Oh, what?
Huh?
Because
he got a lot of sex.
Even though, what? No, he didn't say that.
That's what the...
With my ex-wife? No, that never happened.
No, really. It never happened.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Even on the honeymoon, he was gone.
Wow.
That's absolutely true.
It's true because, you know, she was, I don't want to say what she was, but, you know, I would leave too.
Okay, on
now
that
it's starting
note,
to sound like Dave's random. And
yeah.
Like,
oh,
no,
yeah.
But we've been seeing...
Wait a minute. Maybe he's now put himself in the middle of that story. That's scary.
Right.
No.
But we have been
maybe.
Singing all show long. There'll be more random enlightenments. There'll be more random enlightenments coming up, just for the holidays, just some holiday stuff. But I also want to remind everyone that next week is Breakthrough Entertainment's Santarkey Show, our second annual Santarkey Show. It's going to be hilarious. Santa Claus is going to be joining us here in studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Santa Erdo. And, but then Santa will join us on our Christmas special as well, but that's on the phone. But Santa will be here in studio next week for our Santarkey show.
Mm.
We will have a comedian on the show. We're going to have some in-studio dancers. It's going to be an absolute blast. And then I want everyone out there to join me in Old Town Scottsdale for Santarkey. Everyone's going to be dressed as Santa Claus.
In some way, shape, or form.
In some way, shape, or form, or another Christmas character.
Me in shape, right?
I saw a naked candy cane.
What is a naked candy cane?
Aren't they all naked?
No, it was a woman.
Was she missing her stripes?
No, she had her stripes. She had stripes, but they were painted on.
So she wasn't completely naked?
They were painted on.
Okay, so she had stripes.
Oh, I
saw that at Times Square. Remember, we saw a painted woman?
And a painted man?
Yeah.
And I had paint remover. And Eric, it worked.
So that's what I'm telling you. You got to go to this. But this has been Breakthrough Entertainment's Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Christmas edition.
Yeah.
Check out Krampus. I'm telling you, you're gonna scream, you're gonna laugh, you're gonna have a great time.
You know what the funny thing is, because I don't watch that many horror flicks, especially Christmas ones, I've been loving all these songs. They don't scare me at all.
But as soon as you see the movies, they scare you. Like the next like the song that takes us
Christmas.
Well, this song will especially ruin your Christmas.
Aww.
From the remake of Silent Night, Deadly Night. The movie's called Silent Night. We spoke with the director on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah.
The song that's gonna take us out of the show in just a moment is Silent Night, Deadly Night. By White Coffin Terror. It starts off in... We already sing it.
White Coffin Terror.
White Coffin Terror. Isn't that a beautiful group?
White Coffin Terror.
Oh, it seems to be going completely downhill.
Downhill.
Oh.
What is that?
White Coffin Terror.
White Coffin Terror.
Yes. It's become a completely different song. You know, I got to tell you, though, I really liked Christian's version. Mm-hmm. The solo on the violin.
That was beautiful.
Silent Night in the elevator.
And, of course, Jen Lilly's as well. Oh, Silent Night.
Yes.
Dead.
Silent Night.
Oh, yeah.
Something right round virgins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Screaming insane. Screaming.